The House Judiciary Committee resuming their marathon session to consider charges laid out in articles of impeachment against the president, each side portraying the vote as a moment in history.
When they reconvene later this morning, Republicans will have the opportunity to offer amendments, although they unlikely have the votes to make any substantive changes ahead of a vote expected in that committee on impeachment later this evening, ahead of a floor vote sometime early next week.
That's ABC's Serena Marshall.
An Edgerton man killed in that multi-vehicle crash on I-35 Tuesday, which shut down the northbound lanes for hours. That driver has been identified. Police say the driver of the van, 31-year-old Jesse Miller, was killed in the accident. That incident remains under investigation.
Patrick Mahomes making a name for himself as one of the toughest quarterbacks in the NFL, but he's not riding off the Broncos ahead of their matchup Sunday at Arrowhead.
We're excited for the great opportunity against a great opponent in Arrowhead.
Despite scares this season with knee and hand injuries, Coach Andy Reid says Mahomes is healthy and ready to play. Mahomes says he's ready for an energized Drew Locke, of course the former Mizzou QB, to lead the Broncos to Arrowhead. Kickoff Sunday, 12 noon.
Of course, Locke from Lee Summit. A California panel in Money News voting to declare marijuana smoke and THC a risk to pregnant women and their developing fetuses. The decision will require warnings for products legally sold in the nation's largest pot market.
Cloudy today, 51, pretty much a repeat tomorrow, but maybe some snow showers in here over the weekend.